Hi guys, thanks for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you're all doing well. This edition, I had the chance to chat with Andy Turner from the electronic music duo Plaid.
So you guys have been working together for 20 years now. I guess you're aware of that, right?
Yeah, we try and blank that out occasionally, but yeah, we're fairly familiar with each other now. Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna congratulate you on that. That's a great run. And what keeps you guys motivated to your working relationship to keep on going together?
Well, I hope that we still enjoy each other's work and ideas. We're good mates, but we tend not to kind of socialize a lot together, and that may or may not be helpful. I don't know. So we see each other a lot, but in a kind of work context, and it's not like a regular job as such. And so, you know, it's quite relaxed, and we are friends, but we tend not to then, in addition to that, kind of go out in the evening together, as it were, and have beers down the pub, and we kind of tend to do a bit of work and then kind of go our separate ways and do our separate things.
You guys also, I was just looking at, you know, your future tour plans and your past tour plans, and you've been to some pretty amazing places. Like, I mean, a lot of bands and artists don't. I mean, like Russia and Chile and Japan. Do you feel fortunate to be able to play and visit all these places and to get paid for it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, just to be doing, you know, this job in inverted commas in the first place is incredibly fortunate. I mean, you know, there's... We do work hard at what we do, and I think we make music pretty well. But there's so many talented musicians out there who don't get the same breaks that we've had. So yeah, we do feel incredibly blessed, and you know, it's very much to a degree being in the right place at the right time. You know, and when we first started writing music in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a sort of movement for this kind of electronica, and we were lucky enough to be there at that moment, and you know, be and have a label like Warp be interested in what we were putting out, and so absolutely, we feel very lucky.
Thank you. And that was Plaid with the track Tender Hooks off the 2011 Centilli release, available on Warp Records and Beat Records in Japan. Hope you're enjoying our interview with Andy from the band. Next, we discussed their involvement with making and scoring music for films, including their involvement with Bob Jirok and Michael Arias.
It's worked. We've done two films with Mike now, and the first one was an anime feature, and that was a fairly long writing process over about a year, where we were sent very early on very basic animatics of how the scenes were going to play out, and as over the course of the year those were filled in with the finished work. But basically we had the timing of the scenes, and initially we sit down with the director, we go through the script, and he explains what he wants to get out of each scene, what he's, you know, what he wants the music to do, basically. And sometimes he will also have a temp track, which luckily he quite likes our music, and so often that's a temp track of something we've written in the past, and he'll say, you know, I think this bit of music kind of works quite well for this scene. But then he's we're very lucky in that he does give us quite a lot of freedom to basically ignore his direction to a degree if we feel we can offer something else. So it's a creative process, not as much as writing an album ourselves. We're doing it in collaboration, but it's still a very interesting and enjoyable process.
You guys also work with Bob Jirok. You do a lot of work with him for your, I guess, live stuff, but also the Greedy Baby film. Now, was mm-hmm. that on IMAX as well? And how was like that experience? Because you were just much more involved in that.
That was. We developed that with Bob, and that came out of live work. We worked with him for the live performances for about 8 years, all in all. And so we started off. That was a quite conceptual album, so we had quite strong ideas what we wanted to achieve with the tracks even before we started writing, in that case, and that helped us sort of work together with the two, with the sound and the, you know, keeping the sound and the video together. And then as both were developing, we were able to send ideas back and forth and work together in the same space to try and get it sitting together in a sort of coherent way.
Let's check out another track from Plaid. Before we do, if you want any more info about the band, you can go to their website at plaid.com, or you can go to the Warp Records site if you want any about their touring, about past releases and all that. If you'd like any information about the show, please check out our website at www.northerntransmissions.com, or we're on Twitter at @northerntrans. And you can also email us and tell us how great this show is and how great the production values are on the website. So, yeah, let's check on another song from Centilli. This is the track Missing. I think you guys will really dig the strings on this song.
Thank you.
Hi again, you're listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you're enjoying our conversation with Andy from Plaid. We chatted a little bit about the guy's early influences, including Tonto's expanding headband, among others, and what it was like recording a new record after being away for a few years.
When we started out as kids, it was more the early kind of electro, early hip-hop scene, effectively, and electro music that was where our love was. And, you know, during our career, we've obviously come across a lot of other electronic music that was actually influencing that, the creation of that music. So, we even played with Silver Apples one time years ago, which was pretty cool. They have very, very big knobs on their synthesizers, which was very impressive.
Listening back to that, I mean, you know, probably someone like Tonto, I suppose, I don't know if you remember them, who they were like
Stevie Wonder's kind of synth dudes. And when you look at the kind of modular setup they had back in the 70s, it's incredibly expensive and prohibitive for us to even think about having a rig like that these days. But that's a whole lot of stuff was being innovated then, and I'm probably not recognized as much as it should have been. Certainly in the case of Tonto, I think Stevie Wonder took a lot of the credit for the sound of a lot of those albums, and you know, we're huge fans of his, obviously, too. But a lot of the synthesis that went into the creation of those albums didn't really get noticed too much, I don't think. I think we were actually quite surprised to realise it had been so long, because we have been, you know, not focusing perhaps as much as we should on our own thing, but the two films took quite a bit of time. The Greedy Baby DVD was written over a couple of years. I've had a daughter also in the interim period, and I've wanted to spend as much time as possible with her, in especially in the sort of first few years. And thank you very much. And so when we sort of sat back and we were actually writing the press release for the album and realised that it was 8 years since we'd had a bit of vinyl with our name on it. Yeah, we were quite surprised. I suppose we considered Greedy Baby an album, even though it wasn't. It didn't ever have that sort of vinyl format. But it is very nice to have done another one, and it was slightly daunting in as much as every time you make a new piece of work, you want to improve and develop your sound, and so you know there's more in some ways more and more pressure with each release to keep yourself happy.
And that was the track Founded, of course, from Plaid. Next, we chatted a little bit about the guys working with Bjork and Goldfrapp, among others, as well as reproducing their sound to a live setting.
Alison is a friend, and so that situation came about fairly naturally. And Bjork also, we kind of got to know almost in a kind of social environment first, and we ended up touring with her for a year and sort of formed part of her band, as well as supporting her. And so the remixing work came out of that. So there wasn't so much, we've been given a massive fee, you know, by a huge major label, you know, for a big selling artist. And, and you know, we didn't have the pressure that way. I mean, we didn't have big fees for a start. And so, you know, it was in a more natural, friendly way. So, you know, we didn't feel a huge amount of pressure. Probably, you know, more with the film work, there's a lot more in the balance, basically, and people really are depending on you to kind of to do your job well in those kind of environments. And, you know, so much money gets invested in the creation of those projects that you know, everything has to be right. So probably the area of our work that we felt more pressure is in the creation of the film soundtracks. Really, we have often worked with very good front of house engineers who can deal with a lot of issues thrown up by weird, you know, playing in different spaces every evening. These days, we tend not to, and we just need to get a good kind of sound check in the space. We can kind of adjust our... We're becoming slightly better as engineers as years go by, and we can kind of adjust our sounds to a degree for the space. I mean, you know, you're always going to be at the mercy of the quality of the PA and amplification and, you know, these kind of things. So, but yeah, we can pretty much make a good noise in most environments these days, I think.
And that's the end of the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Thanks to Andy Turner from Plaid. I really appreciate him doing that. Thank you to the master of disaster on the boards, Spencer Carson. What a true talent. And yeah, if you'd like any further information about Plaid, they are on the road right now, so check out their website or check out the Warp Record site for information on that. And please check out northerntransmissions.com or check us out on Twitter at Northern Trans. Let's check out one more song from Plaid. This is the track Talk to Us.
We'll be right back.